morning. As Kenny mentioned, I'm Adam Crenshaw with the Program and Allocation section, and I manage the TIP along with Carl. So first off, what is the Transportation Improvement Program? It's a four-year program of projects. So we update it every 2 years, and when we do an update, we set the four-year window that the TIP covers. A year ago, we did the 2019 TIP, and so that four-year window is 2019, 20, 21, and 22. Next year, we will start another update, and so then it'll be the 2021 TIP. It'll move that four-year window forward 2 years. And so that four-year window determines what funding and what projects are active in the TIP document itself. So if you don't have funding in those 4 years, then it's not really considered officially programmed in the TIP for federal purposes. Which then gets to the second thing that the TIP is, which is a clearinghouse of project information and programming data. So while there's only a 4 year window, the TIP document itself covers, you know, many years. You know, I think we go back to 1999 and we go forward to 2025, 2028, something like that. So it's a much broader, broader picture, but really the important years are those four active years of the TIP. So then brings us to the question of why should you care about this? So having your project program in the TIP with funding in the TIP period is required for a number of key milestones. First of which is scheduling a field review. A lot of times Caltrans will not come out, won't even schedule a field review if you don't have funding in the TIP. You need to get your environmental documents finalized. That project needs to be in the TIP with some additional funding. And then finally, if you're going to obligate any federal funds, that funding needs to be in the four-year window. So then there is the TIP. We also do in the region what's called a regional transportation plan. And any project or funding in the TIP needs to be consistent with the regional transportation plan. So we did Plan Bay Area 2040 a couple years ago. We're now starting Plan Bay Area 2050, which I believe the call for projects is coming up in the next couple weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Any project in the TIP needs to be consistent with the plan. So this goes for the description of the project, the cost of the project, and the completion year. So before you submit something in the TIP, please look at the, you know, our regional transportation plan. Make sure you can find some project that you can reference for that. Most projects in the region, you know, reference what we call programmatic projects in the plan, which are, you know, bike ped improvements for a county or roadway improvements for the region. You know, so for a lot of projects, you can reference that. But there are some number of projects that do need to be specifically listed in the RTP. So just make sure that you're consistent with those. The TIP needs to be consistent with what's the regional transportation air quality conformity analysis. So what this is, you know, we're allowed a certain amount of emissions in the region from our transportation networks. We need to model all the projects that we plan to build in the next 25, 30 years, and make sure that when those projects are in the ground, that we still are emitting transportation pollutants that are air quality pollutants that are below those thresholds. Don't have to worry about that too much, but what you do need to worry about is that when we create that model, we assume that projects are going to be done in a certain year, and we kind of, you know, set in stone those completion dates at that time. And so when it comes to TIP programming, we can't really be in conflict with those. So if you told us 2 years ago that your project was going to be done by 2020, and you come back today and say, oh no, we're going to be pushing it out 2 or 3 years, we might need to look at that and see how that affects our quality and how we need to go about incorporating that change. So most projects in the TIP are listed on an individual basis. So this is, you know, each of your projects just has one listing in the TIP that you can point to. However, that's not the case for all projects. There are a number of projects that are included in what we call group listings. And this is a single line item in the TIP that then points to another listing that we keep on file that is a list of a bunch of sub-projects. Most often this happens with the Highway Bridge Program, the HSIP program, or the SHOP projects. So if you have an HBP or an HSIP project, you know, you'll be looking for it in our database. You might not find it. That's because it's included in the group listing. So we do have all our group listings posted on our website. So you can go there, look at the latest HSIP listing, see if your project's there. However, in the case of HSIP projects and increasingly with HPP projects, we do ask that you enter the projects in our database just so that we can track them. We can monitor delivery of those projects, and it helps with your project level air quality conformity process. So you might be able to find it in the database if someone had entered it before. And also if you get a new project, we ask that you include it there. But whenever, you know, if you do have one of these projects that's included in a group listing, whenever you're working with Caltrans on an E76, that should be the listing that you reference. Where it asks for a TIP ID number for an HSIP project, it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be your individual listing. It's going to be the group listing, which is VAR 17-0002 or something like that. So it's not going to be your individual project ID. So, you know, as I mentioned, we do a TIP update every couple of years, roughly every 2 years. However, we do revisions to the TIP almost constantly. So the simplest of those is what are termed administrative modifications. So if you already have your project in the TIP and you need to make a small change to it, maybe change some funding, change a project sponsor, some information, we can do that pretty easily. If you submit that that change in our database by, you know, around the first of the month, we can get that approved and finalized by the end of the month. So it's a much shorter approval timeline. We just develop the revision in-house, we give it to our executive office, and then they approve it. However, if you have a brand new project, or if you're doing something major like a scope change, or if you're increasing the cost of it by more than $10 million or 40%, then we have to go through a much longer process, which is a TIP amendment. This one goes to our commission, and then it goes to Caltrans and the feds for further review and approval. So it's a much, much longer timeline. So as a comparison, administrative modifications, you know, take about a month. You know, we've turned them around in shorter timelines than that if we really need to. But amendments, they're, you know, you can pretty much count on it's going to be at least 3 months to get that approved. And why this is important for you to know is that, you know, say you really have a kind of a pressing change, or just something that you really know you need to make a change to a TIP project, we ask that you include it, you know, let us know as soon as possible, because if it is something that requires an amendment, you might not be able to get a federal action that reflects that change for 3 to 4 months. So that is TIP programming kind of in a nutshell. If you have any questions, you can contact Carl or I. Are there any questions at this point about the TIP programming process? All right, good. Pretty straightforward. So in the interest of saving time, I'm not going to go into an explanation of FMS, which is our database. We will provide these presentations in electronic format, and so the full slides will be there. Includes just some basic information about using FMS. As was mentioned, we are in the process of developing a new FMS system. So contacted some of you for testing, to help us with testing on this. We're hoping to have that released early next calendar year. So be on the lookout for that, and we'll be more information. And then all of these slides will be out of date. So that's another reason not to waste your time with those. But yeah, so be on the lookout for that. And, you know, we're right now kind of the first stage of that. That new database is just going to replace the functionality of our current database, but you know, we will be looking into adding more reporting and make it a little bit user-friendly so you can have project dashboards. But those might be, you know, the next couple months to a year. So, all right, any follow-up questions on that? All right.
Oh. So the project dashboard will show the process that you use from beginning to end of a project, and will Calcan also staff get all of it as well?
It will be available to everyone as far as what's going to be shown there and how it's going to work. You know, we're still in the design phase for that. So, you know, if you have input on what you would like to see there, you know, please email me. You know, we're definitely taking feedback from all our FMS users. So yeah, we can look at, you know, how that can be incorporated. All right. Thank you very much.